Hello and welcome to Behind the Adventure, where you get a behind-the-scenes look at adventures on Awai Island. My name's Christy. I'm part of the writing team here on Awai Island, and I'm here with Susie, creator and head writer for Adventures on Awai Island. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Christy.
Today we're talking about Chapter 10, An Uncertain Future. And we've got some great questions today about Marie, mysterious keys, and pillow fights. Are you ready to begin?
I am ready when you are.
Let's start at the beginning of the chapter. At the end of Chapter 9, we found out that Marie is going to be moving away from Awai Island. And after she learns that, she kind of shuts herself away from her friends and hides away in her room. Why did you want to show her reacting in that way?
I wanted to show her reacting in that way because it felt very real to me. Marie is a thinker, and she likes time to process information. That's why she is always taking notes in her detective's journal and reviewing things, because in the background, she's thinking about things. And the news that she's moving is both shocking and completely unexpected, but it's disappointing. It's emotional for her. It's a really big deal. And so she needs time to kind of process it and come to terms with it in her own way before she's ready to face the world again, so to speak.
Yeah, she has been going through a tough time these last couple episodes. I was wondering if that's why Marie's parents weren't too hard on her about taking the key.
That's exactly why they weren't too hard on her. They know that she's going through a tough time anyways. And at the end of the day, they know she's a great kid, you know, that she's just got a really solid foundation of right and wrong. But it doesn't mean she isn't going to make mistakes and she's going to do the perfect thing every time. And so in this case, they acknowledged she did the wrong thing, but then they let it go and let her move on.
Yeah, but in contrast, Sal and Administrator Hudson seem angry about the key. Like, do they know what it opens? They seem to recognize it.
They definitely recognize the key. Do they know what it opens? That remains to be seen. But they definitely recognize the key, and I guess if I were to add a little spoiler, they're really surprised and shocked that Marie had it, let's just say.
Very interesting. Well, speaking of keys and clues, one thing that I have noticed about this story is that so many of the mysteries and clues that you've given to us are hidden in places that anyone could stumble across, like under the rock garden at Amato's or on the website. And listeners, if you haven't looked at the website, check out awaiisland.com/history and maybe you'll figure something out. But anyway, is there a reason you like to hide clues in everyday places?
I like to hide clues in plain sight because it's just plain fun. And because I think it sends an important message that it's really good to pay attention to the world around you. We go through our day so much of the time with blinders on, I feel like, and we only notice what we want to notice. And there's so much more to see and we need to observe. And so that lesson is important for the kids to learn as well. And so clues are hidden in plain sight for them to find or maybe miss entirely. And if I were to add one more thing, I would say that there are more clues within the story that I'm hiding in plain sight for our listeners as well. So please pay attention and you will find out more than you realize.
That's very intriguing. And I really love that. You're encouraging people to stop and take notice of the world around them. That's beautiful. In part three, the kids actually get a potential clue that is not something anyone could find in the form of Xander's hand-delivered letter. But Xander's not even around. How did he send that letter if he's not on Awai Island?
That's a good question, isn't it, Christy? How did he send that letter if he's not around? I'm going to leave everyone wondering about that. But an insight that could be taken away is someone's paying attention to what the kids are doing and someone's in their corner and trying to help them along when they need help. And that's really important. They're not just totally alone on this as they think they are.
It's nice to know that they're not alone. And I totally understand that you can't give too much away about Xander's note because, The best mysteries always keep us guessing. So let's talk about something fun. In part three, the kids have a classic sleepover with pizza and games and a movie and even a pillow fight. So here's a fun question. Do you have any of your own sleepover stories, memories that you'd like to share with us?
I do. And I hope you'll share a sleepover story too. Here's mine. When I was probably maybe 8 or 9 or 10 years old, I don't remember my exact age, but I was probably around their age or a little bit younger, I was having a sleepover with my best friend. And it was really important for us to have sleepovers because we didn't go to the same school. So it was our chance to connect and see where we were at and just have fun together. And we loved doing exactly what the kids in the story do. We loved watching movies, eating pizza, playing games, and invariably a pillow fight, which usually happened when we were unpacking our sleeping bags. So the funny thing happened to us. We were watching a scary movie. I don't remember which one, but it was kind of like our first big scary movie. And we were sitting there in the dark on our sleeping bags in my living room. And it was storming outside, which made it even scarier. And there was a big kaboom of thunder. And then our power went out. And everything went black in the house. And the thing about my house growing up is it was a long ranch house. So there was nobody else up in that part of the house. My parents were in the back in their bedroom. And so after the thunder kaboomed and the power went out, we got scared and we didn't know what to do. And then it kaboomed again and scared us again. And so we went to try to go running from the living room through my kitchen into the hallway and to get my parents. But we were trying to do it in pitch blackness. And the hallway kind of does a zigzag. And I was first, and I misjudged the zigzag, and I ran right smack into the wall. Full on run into the wall. And then my best friend, who was right behind me, ran full on into me. We both bounced and ended up on the floor. And my face, I ran face first into the wall. My face hurt so bad. All I could say over and over was, "I broke my face. I broke my face."
Oh, no.
And then my parents came running because they heard us screaming. And it was a very memorable sleepover, let's just say.
Oh.
So that was one of my favorite. What about you? What's your favorite sleepover memory?
Well, this is definitely going to date me, or like you'll figure out my age. Listeners will figure out how old I am based on this, but it was my 10th birthday and Britney Spears' album, Oops, I Did It Again, had just come out. And I remember our family had just gotten a home video camera. So me and my friends filmed a fake video, music video for it, where I was lucky, you know, because the song goes, "She's so lucky, she's a star," that she, and so I was like walking down the middle of the basement where we had all had our sleeping bags and stuff, and I just remember like I was the superstar and they were all my fans, but they were, instead of like throwing like flowers or confetti, they were throwing Beanie Babies at me. I don't know. I will just always remember that as like peak late 90s, 10-year-old preteen girl stuff.
How fun. Do you still have the video?
I don't. I don't know. I would have to ask my parents if they still have it. I don't know whatever became of it.
Oh, that's so funny. What a memory, though. Complete the Beanie Babies.
Yes. That's all I've got for questions about Chapter 10. I'm very excited to see what happens with Chapter 11. Where does this key lead? Where is Xander? Who is watching over the kids? I'm excited to find out what's going to happen.
Me too. I can't wait. And I can't wait to share more secrets with our listeners. Thank you, Christy.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your secrets. And thanks to everyone for listening and joining us on Awe Island. And if you have any questions you want us to answer, please leave them in the comments. And don't forget to tune in for the next episode of Adventures on Awe Island. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.